All right, welcome to the Phys Ed Goji podcast. This is a special edition. We're taking a look at conferences. We're going to have a little bit of review and then a little bit of preview on some of the upcoming things going on with Phys Ed Goji and honestly, just around the world, just some PD kind of stuff that's happening coming up. So we've got a live broadcast today, which is pretty sweet. My name is Matt Pomeroy. I'm sitting here hosting the podcast, and I've got three close friends from the PhysEdagogy team. So, why don't you guys just quickly introduce yourself?
All right, hello. My name is Colin Brooks. How's it going? I'm a member of PhysEdagogy and also part of the PhysEdagogy podcast team. So glad to be here.
Nice, man. Thanks for joining us.
You bet.
We also have I'm Naomi Hartle, also part of the PhysEdagogy team and the PhysEdagogy podcast.
Hi, everybody. I'm Adam Holland. I just work here. I'm also part of the PhysEdagogy team.
Yeah, maybe founded it, maybe kind of set the whole stinking thing up. So it's good to have him on the podcast. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. We're going to start with Phys Ed Summit. It was back on February 21st. It was one heck of a show. It was the second time through on the Phys Ed Summit. And for those of you that are tuning in and maybe didn't see it or whatever, it is an online conference. Everything is ran through Google Hangouts, and we had 9 hours of PD, including let's see, three different roundtables, elementary, middle, and a high school, an adaptive PE session, and then just some kind of open sessions. So that was the Phys Ed Summit 2.0. I guess, guys, just give us your feel. Like, what did you think, second go around? Any ideas, thoughts, review?
Well, yeah, I just had Summit 2.0 was awesome. It's like I feel like we learned a lot from the first Phys Ed Summit, and I just think, yeah, it was a really, really powerful tool for professional development. And yeah, I mean, I feel as the people that put it on, we learn just as much or more than the audience that we have. So just definitely a special thing to be part of.
Yeah, I thought we had a really good turnout this time. I think we like doubled our numbers from the first Phys Ed Summit, so that was really exciting to see. Adam, do you remember how many people we had the first time around, like our numbers compared to the second time?
Depends on the session. I mean, we had, I think, 50 or 60 people live the first summit. And the second one, at one point, we were over 100. And that was pretty cool. That was the first time that we broke that number live. And it just kind of blows me away that many people tune in live.
Yeah, and I think when we're talking about like total people that have watched, all the different sessions, and I know some people have watched multiple sessions, and maybe someone out there has watched them all, but I mean, you're talking about like one of the bigger conferences that are out there. I mean, we're talking about 1,000 people now that have been watching it and viewing and tuning in. So I mean, it's not your small time show anymore. It's definitely a big time show. So some cool stuff.
Yeah, it definitely, I could feel that there was definitely a lot more viewership this time. And, that kind of like, there's people that I know we're going to talk about the convention, the Shape America convention here shortly, but had a lot of individuals come up that I had never talked to that had viewed and knew about the Phys Ed Summit. So, yeah, like I said, just a special thing to be a part of, and glad that it can reach the free professional development can reach so many different people.
Yeah, and just kind of piggyback on what you said too, Colin. Even some people, talking about how they shared it with their districts and the members in their districts, which was really cool because we've kind of just pushed it out through Twitter and a little bit on Facebook and through our website. So we haven't really pushed it out to the different state organizations to share. We've kind of just pushed it out and said, hey, check out what we're doing, what we've got going on. And just the fact that other people were sharing it with members in their states and in their districts, and that was just a pretty cool thing to have people come up and tell us that. So I found that to be pretty awesome.
Well, people are still talking about it. I mean, it was on Exchange. A couple of the board of directors found it, and right around the Shape America convention, and just were kind of like blown away. And that's still continuing to happen. It seems like every week or so, someone new finds it and says something about it and posts it on Twitter or on some other, social media feed. And it's just, it's still very relevant. People are going back to it again and again. And it's just, it's not even, organizing it. We kind of facilitated that, but just I was super impressed of kind of being in the background and watching all the sessions, just the high quality of, set from Phys Ed Summit 2.0, like the sessions themselves were like that much more impressive with what people were talking about and how they were sharing their presentations over 1.0. It was, it was kind of surreal to watch all that happen just from the background where I was at.
Yeah, you're right. And I think too, the back channel, I think really stepped up in 2.0, and there was a lot more people talking behind the scenes and sharing links and discussing and even planning. And I think you hit on the other point that's so cool about the summit is the fact that, all right, it's pretty sweet watching it live and being there for the part of that morning or evening or whatever it was, wherever you were when you watched. But the neatest part is that it's archived and that they're just as awesome to watch archived through YouTube. And definitely got some thoughts as to coming up with for the Phys Ed Summit 3.0, and we're going to get there soon. We're going to preview that. And I know you guys had talked about Shape, and talk about one jealous man was myself during that Shape convention. Like, seriously. I mean, watching obviously you three being there and everybody else, on social media that I know that was there getting connected, watching sessions together and having a blast. And so it was hard just to sit back and just wish I was there. So with that being said, I'm done with this part of the conversation. I want you guys to fill me in. Like, what was it like being there? How awesome was it? How surreal was the experience? So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I guess, Twitter is such a great connecting point, and we've connected with so many people. But being able to take that past the 140 characters and have, those conversations with so many people that we've met all over North America and all over the world for that matter, as people came from all over the place, was a really awesome thing to be a part of. Great learning experience. It's just like continuous collaboration and learning going on, definitely. And just really cool to see everyone, and just everyone is. I think the best part about being at the convention is that how excited and passionate everyone is, and it's just like the most 5,000 most passionate physical educators, or some, a huge number, and we just all get put together, and it's just a wonderful week, and you get so recharged and ready to get back at it into your teaching.
Yeah, I think the best part was just getting to see all the teachers. I mean, I had the opportunity to present, so that was pretty awesome. But going to sessions, any conference is going to be fantastic for the sessions that it has, but really the best part is networking with those people and meeting all the different people on Twitter, like you had said, Colin. So it was really cool when you'd kind of be like, you'd walk by somebody and then you kind of almost like stop and turn around and like, and you're kind of like, I think I recognize that person, but you're not sure. So you're like, do I keep walking or do I stop? And they kind of do the same thing. And then you're like, hey, and then you recognize who the person is. So that was pretty cool. When I first got there, I got to see Joe Bailey and Crystal, and that was really cool because I kind of like jumped in and was like, hey, and they're like, ah! And we got all excited and we kind of like hugged and said hi and we took some pictures. So that was really cool when you first get to meet everybody. But it was the networking piece and just the ability to see everybody that you're talking to. And I mean, I had a list of people that, throughout the conference, I needed to meet. I was like, these people are the ones that I've been talking to that I know are going that I have to say hi to. So that was pretty cool. And even people that I didn't know that were going, being at the Spark booth, I had a couple people come up to me and introduce themselves to me. And that was a pretty cool experience as well. So yeah, it was a blast.
Yeah, Shape was fun. It was that was my first national conference that I've ever been to, and I really haven't, outside of like my state conference, I really haven't been to anything that's really on the scale of a national conference like this one. And quite frankly, the only reason I was there was because it was within a 4-hour drive, because they are expensive. But it was an interesting experience. I got there late. I think Thursday is when I came up, or maybe it was Wednesday night, because I had I was at another conference Monday, Tuesday with my school district in Portland. And it was it was a little weird at first when you're meeting people. I mean, that it, you feel like you know them, even though you've only maybe tweeted at each other. But there was this whole like celebrity effect that was kind of weird. I'm not going to lie. It was like meeting people for the first time, and they're like, there were some folks like the first night I was up there, who like kind of were super excited, like to the point of like, I felt like I was a bit of a rock star. I just didn't have a guitar with me. And I was like, sure, I'll take a selfie with you. I'm just Adam, by the way. And so it was, but that, I mean, that faded, that passed over, but it was, I mean, at first that was a little, that's the first time I've been in a situation where I'm meeting a lot of people that I interact with on Twitter for the first time. So that was unique. And the sessions themselves were, the rest of the week was really good. I mean, it was, as Colin and Naomi both said, it was kind of about the networking, I would say. I wouldn't call Shape the best, individual like professional development conference I've been to, but I don't think that's necessarily the purpose. And it was so valuable with all the other things that go on with that, whether it's, the people you see in the networking, or, the recognition for people in your field who've been working really, really hard. The vendor spaces are, you see some of the latest and greatest stuff, and you do of course get some, great sessions run by like Teacher of the Years and things like that. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty special. And it was definitely worth the trip.
Yeah, that's what I've heard about some conferences like that. It's like, the PD is amazing, but the networking sometimes is the best, and the conversations that you can have after hours and that kind of stuff. So it sounds like tons of that stuff happened. Now, something else happened that I'd like a little clarification on. There was something like hashtag Demo Slam. So supposedly there was a group of people that got together and there was this Demo Slam. Adam, would you like to explain this a little bit more?
The first rule about Demo Slam is you don't talk about Demo Slam.
Oh, man.
You are breaking the rules. No, Demo Slam is pretty cool. So here's the deal. So Demo Slam is something that comes from like the technology community. And I think it's a Google thing, actually. Leave it to Google to come up with the best stuff. But really, it's not my first time doing a Demo Slam. I was at a technology workshop back in August before school started. With a group of technology folks from Oregon specifically. And basically what it is in the tech world, is it's a way to quickly demo the latest products. And so how it works is it's very organic in nature, where there's a 2-minute time limit and people get to present for 2 minutes or pitch for 2 minutes, like their product. And then at the end of 2 minutes, they clap their hands and they say slam and they're done. And if it gets to the 2-minute timer and they're not done, everyone else in the room claps their hands and says slam and they're done. And so it's like a quick rapid fire way to demo a lot of product really, really fast. And then at the end, you choose like a Demo Slam champion who had like the best pitch. So we are, I think prior to going up to Shape, we had like a Voxer group going on between Colin and I and Naomi. And I was kind of saying I wanted to stir the pot a little bit and do something a little different and disrupt the system a little bit. And so I'm like, I didn't know what that was going to look like. We thought, well, maybe we'll do a podcast live on air or do something crazy. And so it was at Joe Bailey, and Colin and I were having a conversation on Wednesday or Thursday night. And we came up with the idea to do the Demo Slam. We're like, hey, let's do a Demo Slam and let's do it tomorrow. And so that was like the best planning session ever, and that was the end of the planning session. So that was like, okay, we're gonna do a Demo Slam. And so I put out a box like the next morning that like, okay, here's in 1 minute, this is what a Demo Slam is. And then like around noon, we started scouting out locations, and we found one. And we were like using the hashtag for Shape Seattle and just saying we're going to do a demo slam. And that was it. And I thought maybe like 10 people would show up. And then it's like all of a sudden it like 10 people showed up and then 20 people showed up. And then there were like 50 people there. And we're doing these rapid fire demo slams. And people are demoing, it could be tech tools, but a lot of it people were trying to demonstrate a demo an instructional strategy in 2 minutes. And so everyone's like doing it within 2 minutes and there no one's getting slammed. And then of course I go and I get slammed. So I didn't even get to finish. That was the story of my life. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was, I mean, I had someone who I went to undergrad with at Central Michigan who came up to me after and was just like that was the sweetest flash mob that you did right there. That's so cool. And because that's kind of what it looked like in a way. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
We almost had to slam them there for 2 minutes.
Yeah. Slam. Yeah, no, it was a blast to be a part of, man. That was a lot of fun. And like you said, there was the biggest thing was we just scouted a location. That was as much as we had to do to kind of figure out where we wanted it. And yeah, I mean, it honestly got so big that certain people took notice and because of fire code reasons, it got shut down. So at one point I looked back at a picture that we took and there was about 50 to 60 people. That I counted within that picture. So, and that, you know, and that was within probably a 20 minute period that it just grew. And it really kind of shows like kind of how our professional learning community, digital professional, community has really grown and how fast word spread about that. And just everyone was there. And then other people that were just walking by also were, took part of it, but definitely a highlight of the week for me for sure. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I decided to stand up on the ledge and try and take a picture to get the full effect of what it looked like. Cause when I'm shorter. So when I take pictures, it's like of people's, you know, people's heads. So I was like, I'm going to stand up on this ledge and hopefully not fall down the escalator area and take an above kind of aerial view picture of the whole group. And yeah, it was pretty awesome. So yeah, we had a really good turnout and even had some sponsorship as well. So we had a couple organizations donate some things to give to the winners. So that was pretty cool too.
Yeah, we had a lot of cool stuff to give away. That was, I mean, people just give away stuff that we can give out. We had some really great stuff from like some stuff. Human Kinetics gave us like a digital library access. Kohler gave us some stuff. I mean, it was really cool. And we ended up being able to use like TeamShake to just give that stuff away because we, of course, were shut down for fire code reasons, which there was no fire and everyone was safe. So we all survived. We're okay. We made it slam another day.
You've lived to tell the story. Nice. So that's the phys ed OG crew just stirring the pot at Shape. I said instantly as things were going on, as Seattle was like, I am not going to miss the next national convention. And luckily it's rolling around in Minneapolis next year. So it's within about a 4-hour drive for me. So definitely going to be there. And I know a lot of our team is talking about presenting and hopefully we'll be there too. So speaking of that, we're kind of done with reviews now and moving on to some previews and kind of taking our next step here. And, you know, the next thing we realized too is that, boy, our whole team is going to the National P Institute this year. And, you know, with the lineup that Artie's got down at the National P Institute, it's like there was no way that we weren't going to show up there. So everybody from the PhysEdagogy team, a couple of us are presenting, but a few of us are just kind of stopping by to check things out. And once we realized that our whole team was going there, it's like, all right, we got to throw something together and, you know, we got to pitch something. So back in January, we pitched a phys ed camp idea. So really just an ed camp for, you know, phys ed, physical educators. And, you know, Howell, again, the brains, the mastermind, you know, kind of, he's been to probably the most ed camps out of all of us, but, you know, we're all gung ho with it. But, you know, I'm going to just let him explain a little bit more about the phys ed camp idea and, you know, what we're going to be doing at the P Institute on Monday. What time will we roll? We start at 4:30, 5:30?
I think it's 4:30. I think is when we start. Oh, and the one thing is our whole phys edagogy team we haven't met everybody yet. So this is going to be pretty cool when we get to be in. Yeah, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be like a big family reunion.
And yes, Jonathan did mention that he's the only one that hasn't met at least someone else on the team now. So we all can't wait to hang out with Jonathan, man. That East Coaster.
For sure. You know, so. Yeah.
All right, so Adam, give us a little rundown here on Phys Ed Camp and what's up, what's happening.
So Phys Ed Camp, yeah. So if I don't get done in 2 minutes, feel free to slam me because you should because I talk too much. So, hey, Phys Ed Camp. So Ed Camps, if you've never been to one, I highly suggest you go to one. They are awesome. And essentially how they work is they're an unconference. And if you don't know what that is, it's kind of an organic conference that this session schedule gets set at the start of the conference. So there's no set agenda or sessions on the day of until everyone gets there and they're having their breakfast and their coffee, and then you pitch for sessions. So people say, yeah, I would like to see this, or yeah, I can lead a session on this, and you pitch them, and then people basically – you usually do that on poster board and people then, or paper, and then people sign their names like, yeah, I would like to go to this session or whatever. And then the people organizing it set the sessions. So you set the session board and you move it around. And so all of the sessions are basically, created in about 15 minutes at the start of the Ed Camp. And, the people who are going to present are not known until those 15 minutes of time. So, and then usually before you break to go to sessions, you might go, you might have the people who are going to lead the sessions give like a general elevator speech for 30 seconds or less on what their session will be about. And then you break off to the session rooms, and sessions are usually an hour, and it votes on the law of 2 feet. So you vote with your feet. So what that means is if you go to a session and it doesn't fit your needs, get up and leave and go find one that does. So nobody takes offense to that. That's expected, that if it's not fitting what you want, that you get up and go somewhere else, or maybe it's just you learned what you need to learn and you move on. So it's very flexible. And again, organic is the word that they use, and I'm about to get slammed, but by Naomi. But so it's really kind of a really powerful way for professional development. And it's also very interactive. It's not a sit and just get talked at for an hour. So basically, you know, I've been to a lot of ed camps, but there's never been one that's like phys ed focused. And so the thought was, let's just do one, you know, I mean, anyone can do an ed camp. So even though we're kind of facilitating it, I wouldn't even say we're facilitating, we're organizing the thing at the PE Institute, but really everyone there is invited to be equally is participating in it as we are. And even organizing it and helping to set the session boards and things like that. So it's, that's kind of what it is. And definitely looking forward to it because it's like, you know, extra sessions that are led by people who didn't have to propose one way in advance.
Yeah. And it's all free. So, I mean, even people that haven't been able to come to the PE Institute or who maybe couldn't afford to come to it or something, you know, can show up at 4 o'clock, 4:30, whenever we're starting, and participate in this. I think we have 2 hours to do it. So yeah, it's going to be pretty fun. I'm really excited for it. And just something a little bit different. And I mean, we saw how awesome the Demo Slam went. So I think this is just going to be that on a larger scale. So I'm pretty excited.
And that Demo Slam will return. But the last 20 minutes of that Phys Ed Camp, we are going to have a Demo Slam for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when it comes to Ed Camp too, I think it's really cool that you're really just kind of meeting the needs of the individuals that were there. You know what I mean? And there's no these butterflies in your stomach before you present, because the people, or I wouldn't even say like, I don't even know if you would call it present, like you're having a conversation and you're having, you know, with, you're collaborating with others within this, you know, the space, wherever you're doing the specific talk or presentation. I mean, it's just a great experience. And I'm really looking forward to being a part of the, you know, the first one, and kind of bringing that to the physical education world and showing everybody what it's all about.
And not only just the first one, I mean, we're talking, there could be some massive numbers that'll be there. So, you know, make sure you're thinking about it. If you're going to the National PE Institute, to make sure you're sticking around on Monday evening, you know, for that, because obviously people are traveling from all over the world to come here and, you know, down to Asheville, and, you know, we hope to be a big part of it. So, Adam, it looks like you want to add just a little more here.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, that's an interesting challenge in of itself. I've heard of ed camps that have had like 200 people there, and then they usually have people register for an ed camp and they will cut it off at a certain number. But, you know, I've never been to an ed camp of more than like 50 or 60 people. So that's a logistical thing that will be interesting to do, try to do something on the spot with, if a lot of people come, and I hope they do, because that's a good problem to have. And it's, you know, as ed camps have evolved, I mean, I think they've been going on for 3-4 years now. When I first started attending them, you know, they really were kind of sharing technology tools. So it might be a session on Google in the classroom or a session on iPad apps or whatever. And as ed camps have evolved, like Colin and Naomi and I went to Ed Camp PDX back in a couple months ago. Several weeks ago. And
yes, I was jealous then too.
Yeah. And it's, but they've evolved so much that they're having conversations and discussion about like real, like deep critical, like instructional practices, and not just that, but things that go beyond practices, like social justice issues and, you know, really relevant conversations within the educational world and landscape today, that it's not just about sharing shiny tools, basically. There's been some real great conversations. I mean, Colin kind of helped lead one on national board certification. That was really good.
Yeah, EdCamp PDX was a great, great kind of intro to what the EdCamp can bring. And yeah, that, like Adam was saying, lots of relevant content, and it was good to chat about national boards, and yeah, great time.
Yeah, and I'm just really excited to have a phys ed specific one too. And yeah, just to hear from everybody else. And, you know, if you don't have the opportunity to present at the PE Institute, here's your opportunity to try and, you know, facilitate a session or get a discussion going with a group of people for the phys ed cap. So that's going to be pretty cool.
So for the, I guess our initial conversations were, obviously we've got one nice big meeting room where we're all going to come back to. And it sounds like maybe 8 larger kind of presentation rooms too. So we're talking active and best practices. I mean, it could be technology, right? I mean, we're talking, you can get up and move. We're talking, you can get up and present on something. You can have a discussion. Am I right on that, Adam?
Absolutely. It can literally be anything. There's nothing that is appropriate or inappropriate, because people can vote with their feet. So, I mean, if someone wanted to pitch a session about, you know, running a field day or things like that, I mean, and if there was interest, then that would go too. I mean, there's really no, there's no limit as to what a session can be. You know, it's all determined by the people who attend.
All right. Well, Adam, it sounds like you've got a boogie here, right?
I do. I need to go do some cooking. Sunday night, you know, no big deal.
Taco heard night. That, everybody.
Taco night forever.
It's probably in the phys ed cookbook. I mean, I've seen some of their posts. They can cook. So
I wish it was in the phys ed cookbook. Sorry, Amanda. Sorry, Nathan. It's not in the phys ed cookbook. My bad.
Challenge. It's now your challenge. Well, Adam, yeah, obviously, thanks for joining us. Thank you for your vision with PhysEdagogy. With everything you do, I'm very appreciative to obviously work with you in all these different areas. So I guess we're saying goodbye for now, but we're going to get them back on another podcast soon enough. So
the podcast is fun, and I love this mic. Yeah. Sunday night.
Okay.
See you all later.
Okay, Sunday night.
All right.
See you, dude. So, folks, that's Adam Howe. All right. We want to throw out, you know, we kind of put out a blog post here recently, and we're just introducing base camps and, we had a discussion after the Phys Ed Summit 2.0 about the Phys Ed Summit 3.0 and like what's coming up and how many summits do we need to have a year and how big should they be and kind of all this other stuff. And there was this internal debate about should we have three a year or should we have four a year? And I think we kind of just realized that three is a pretty good number, and hopefully we're getting our dates set now. We're kind of looking for, you know, that October-ish, that February, and then in August. But throughout those conversations, it just kind of threw out an idea of something that we call base camps, and really just it allowed us for some more flexibility. And it's just an online webinar, and it's, you know, 45 minutes to an hour, and the whole focus is best practices. And again, we're hoping that you can get something that you can take back into your classroom, you know, tomorrow or within the next week, and a strategy that you can implement. So base camps are new. They're going to be our monthly webinars, like I said, and they're going to kind of lead us into each Phys Ed Summit every year. So again, the nice part about it is like Colin can do something, Naomi can do something a month, and it doesn't take as much planning on our part. But you guys want to give us your thoughts and insights on base camps? And I know nothing has happened yet, but they're coming soon.
Yeah, I think one of the things we had talked about too is just, you know, what need are we meeting? So like what gap are we trying to fill? And one of the things that we had talked about, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm pretty sure that was this conversation, was just trying to make sure that we did something that people could access, you know, right away, but it's something that they can implement the next day. Something that they can, you know, learn about, hear about, and say, hey, I'm going to try that in my classroom tomorrow. So it's not just a philosophical idea, but it's something that, you know, it's, I don't know, hard evidence. It's something that you can bring in right away. So just making sure that when we have our presenters on there, that people can take that and use that as soon as possible, I think was one of the things we talked about with these base camps.
Definitely. You know, I think just as the Phys Ed Summit team, we just wanted to continually offer, you know, free digital professional development. And, you know, we've decided, I think, that we're going to have just three Phys Ed Summits a year. And this will kind of hopefully fill that void in between those times and still give people the opportunity to learn some new things. All sorts of topics, you know, will be covered. Anything that basically, you know, people want to hear or, you know, pitch good ideas, you know, we're all ears to those things. And we sent out a call for proposals as a part of that blog post that came out, I believe, last week. So, yeah, if you're listening to this and, you know, you've got an idea or presentation that you'd love to share digitally with the physical education community, go for it. We'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the things we talked about as well is rather than handpicking people to present it, we want to hear from you. Just like our Phys Ed Summit, sign up for it. And let's you know, this is by teachers for teachers, so let's hear what our teachers have to say. Let's see what you know, we can bring to the table. So I know that was another thing that we had talked about. It's we don't want to just handpick people. It's we want people to come in and sign up for it. So yeah. That's all I got.
And I think there's so much positive feedback right now about online, like you say, free digital professional development. And, you know, from our first two Phys Ed Summits, all the feedback has really just been amazing. And, you know, just wonderful things said about, number one, that they can learn whenever they want, you know, at their home or at school. You know, they can watch them at any time. You can grab them live. You can watch them archived right away, whatever it is. You know, we just took that then and we just wanted to keep running with it. And partially because we can't get enough PD either. I mean, we just love it. And, you know, we want to keep offering more stuff because it really benefits us too. So,
definitely. Yeah. I mean, one more thing to add to is just, you know, obviously we think, you know, obviously in-person professional development is so important too, but I just love the way that this, you know, what we're trying to do is just break all those barriers, you know, whether it be time, you know, a certain time that you can't make a professional development conference or it's after work and you need to, you know, you're unavailable after work. You can watch it at work. So we're just trying to break down all the barriers to bring best practices to all physical educators out there.
I know that there are a lot of great webinars out there too. And there's a lot of great companies putting them on, but you know, we really did want to bring back that best practice and stuff that you can implement right away. And I want to give Colin and Naomi a quick shout out too, just because they were running a Northwest District for Shape America webinar. And I guess I'd like to hear just a little bit about it. And then talk to us a little bit about Tazzle, because again, all I heard was like awesome feedback about that. So.
Yeah. So Tazzle was something I discovered from freetechforteachers.com, I believe is the name of the website. And it's just a back channel platform, and it's multifaceted. So what I mean by that is it's kind of like a pin board in a way. So we had our webinar going on that we can talk about here in a second. And then on the other side was a conversation people were having. And then below that was the talk that was happening on Twitter with our hashtag. And then also we were able to include lots of different links and pictures and GIFs and all sorts of stuff, just all in one location. And it's, and the thing about Tazzle is it doesn't ever expire. It just sits there. So the conversation can continue whenever anybody gets on there and watches. So yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, because no longer you have to, I mean, even when we're doing the Phys Ed Summit, right, I have two computers that are happening at one time, and one computer I've got with screen with, you know, the person or the group of people that I'm talking to, and another computer I've got today's meet, and then I have, you know, the Twitter back channel. So you just have too many things happening at one time. Now it's all in one spot. So as a viewer, it's no longer my going between tabs to check out today's meet and check out Twitter and then go back to the video. So it's a pretty cool platform to use, where it's just, like you said, multifaceted. Everything's in one spot, and I can watch the video while I'm chatting and checking out the Twitter feed. So it's pretty cool.
That's sweet. And just a big shout out to both of you guys for doing that and, you know, trying something new too. And, you know, I like what you're offering the Northwest District, but the cool part was it was for everybody too. So definitely like that, you know, free online and can be accessed at any point in time. And what a great conversation that was going on there too. So thanks for doing that. And Tazzle, will it be a part of the Phys Ed Summit 3.0? I don't know.
Stay tuned to find out.
You know, the details are a little fuzzy, maybe a little bit hazy on the Phys Ed Summit 3.0, but I'm going to let Colin and Naomi just, I don't know, like give a little, some teasers here, just a little bit about what's going on. Cause when we talk about 3.0, that's small time.
You're just a little bit of clarity out there, huh? Well, it's going to be awesome. I can't tell you, we've been talking about it for a long time, and go ahead, Naomi.
I was going to say, we were talking about probably like an hour, or no, maybe the next day. So we had the Phys Ed Summit 2.0 on the 21st of February, and then I'm sure the 22nd, we just like, I think we took like that whole morning, and we were just talking about 3.0 and just ideas. But we even had ideas for 3.0 before we even had 2.0 planned. So it's been in the planning for a while.
Yeah, it has to do with a number 24.
That's not the date.
So again, to throw it out there, the dates are going to be August 15th and 16th, and it kind of depends on where you are and when you tune in. So 24, any more details on that?
Maybe can we say, like, think of a globe and how it spins? I might have told a couple people that already, so think like, yeah, globes and like global and that's all I got.
Should we spill the beans?
Yep, absolutely, Colin. Yeah.
Okay. Go for a con.
Let's beat around the bush just a little bit more.
So, like, we've been listening for 3 minutes. You guys, come on. Okay, so Phys Ed Summit 3.0, mark it on your calendars for August 15th. It is going to be a 24-hour conference. One session every hour for 24 hours. We want to meet every end of the globe. of the phys ed global community and bring everyone together to be a part of this huge event that we're looking to put on here.
Yeah, so not just topics specific to North American culture and what is being done in North America, but now you want topics that are all over the world that are happening in PYP schools and everything else. So we kind of want to meet, yeah, the needs of our PE community globally. So it's going to be pretty awesome. And the idea came from Sarah, and she had heard about this 24-hour PASS conference, and that's where we got this idea from. So if you should Google 24-hour PASS and just see what that is all about, because that's kind of where we got the idea from. So we technically didn't make it up ourselves, but we borrowed the idea.
It was a natural progression where we wanted to go, big, and we wanted to go global. And, you know, our presenters have been global, and, you know, there have been people from across the world, and there have definitely been people tuning in from across the world, but this will give them that time specific. And we're hoping it kind of crosses your time zone in the morning when someone's presenting, but just so you know, you can present anytime you want, whatever works out for you. So we'll have a call for presenters out there soon enough, and, you know, we'll have time zones and at what specific time, you know, you'll be presenting, and you can kind of choose whenever you want and what works best for you. But those are just a few thoughts right now. Maybe a little bit crazy, maybe a little bit wild, but we sure are excited.
Yeah, it's going to be going to be awesome. I am super stoked about it. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah, I think we've been talking about this whole idea since November, December. So we're just like, we're going to do another one just like Phys Ed Summit 1.0. So we're going to do Phys Ed Summit 2.0, very similar, just because people are used to that. And then let's go big with Phys Ed Summit 3.0. So we've had this idea for a while, so we've been really excited. We've had to keep it in, but I'm really excited that we get to share it with the world now and that everybody gets to hear about it. I've had a few emails from people just asking, okay, is there going to be a Phys Ed Summit 3.0? Like, please tell me, like, please. And I'm like, think August-ish and think global, and that's all I can say. And everyone's like, that's it? That's all you can tell me? I'm like, that's what I'm required to say right now. I'm, you know, by law, I can't say anything. We have a legal agreement. No, I'm just kidding.
So people are pretty excited. We have this on tape that Naomi spilled the beans first. I think everyone else not.
Just the one or two people. You know who you are.
Well, they're obviously lucky people. So I guess that's a wrap for us. We wanted to preview some great stuff that happened, and we wanted to review some great stuff that has happened and preview some cool things coming up. And we know there are many more awesome things, but you know what? Every day it's cool just working with PhysEdagogy and working with the physical educators across the world. And, you know, it's a blessing. We've got amazing PLN. So,
sure. Yeah. Shout out to you, Matt, for making this podcast and staying really consistent and getting it out there, man. I really appreciate all your hard work.
Yeah, the hours that you put into this. I mean, for me, you know, you interview somebody, you get your audio feed, we send it to you, and then we're done, right? So, and then you put the hours and time into it. So I've had people come up to me like, so how do you do the podcast? I'm like, I really don't do too much work. So I'm like, I just interview people.
Yeah.
I'm just a voice. That's it.
Definitely. So, big shout out to Matt.
Well, yes, huge shout out to Matt.
Well, thanks. You know, seriously though, it would have never happened without a team. I mean, it couldn't have fit into my schedule. So, you know, it's much appreciated that you guys do that. And like, I just love it. I love being able to call those people. I love being able to learn from them. And we've heard some great things from our listeners. So we appreciate everyone taking the time to listen and taking the time to read our blog and, you know, to follow the Phys Ed Summits. And I guess we'll give a shout out to the Voices of Phys Ed as that's going on still right now. And if you haven't checked out any of those posts, definitely check it out. Some game-changing material there. So I think we're going to get slammed here by Adam soon enough if we don't finish up. So
taco time.
Well, thanks for joining us. Again, lots of good things to come. But Naomi and Colin and of course, Adam too. Yeah, thanks again.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you, man.
Yeah, I'm excited for the rest of this year. It's going to be a big year for PhysEdagogy, and I just want to say, you know, one more thing with where Phys Ed Egoji has gone, you know, like when Adam asked Matt and I to kind of start and then Colin jumped in, and really since, you know, this all has gone, like in the past, oh, I don't know, probably 8 months or so now since last summer, it's just exploded, and it's been a really neat experience. And I know I want to thank, you know, everybody that's kind of allowed that to happen, that's been supporting us through this process, because I mean, those of you that are listening right now, that's it's huge. And to hear your voice and your comments on blog posts, and I'm trying to blog. I've got a couple blogs that I'm working on. I know I haven't been out there very much right now, but it's just, you know, I appreciate everybody taking the time to listen to the podcast and reading the blog posts, and really being a part of Phys Ed Egoji and supporting the team. So it's, we thank
definitely,
you.
Definitely second that. We appreciate everyone out there that's taking the time to stop it in your busy day to stop by our blog or listen, or we really appreciate all that. Thank you.
All right. Well said, you two. Nice job. And this has been the Phys Ed Egoji podcast. Hey, this is the first special edition. Pretty sweet. Conferences, review, and previews. So loving the special edition. We might have to do this again.
I think so.
I'm feeling pretty special. Know.
Stay tuned.
We'll see. Signing off. So long.
Later, everybody.
Hey, everyone. See ya.